from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. 5 DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T or visit menstclinic.com.
Well, here Jonas swings and drives one deep out into right center field, headed toward the bullpen. It's gone. Into the bullpen. Jonah wastes no time in taking advantage of that opportunity. His ninth home run of the year gives Texas a 3-0 lead.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105 through the Fan. We are going to get to Texas Ranger stuff in just one moment. But first, I believe we have to take a stop at the Corey News Desk for news.
That sounds fantastic, Kevin.
Okay.
What news would you like for me to...
The thing we were just talking about!
All right. Politics, ladies and gentlemen.
No! We had that segment. We've moved on.
I did see moments ago, and the Cowboys have sent us an updated tentative schedule for media this week, and they are delaying their opening training camp news conference because of the ongoing Jerry Jones trial. I saw a couple of things on this morning.
Is it bad that I had to ask which trial?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, that is a bad thing. But the traditional State of the Union news conference in Oxnard always has Jerry and Steven and Mike McCarthy sitting up there, and everybody has conversations. It's usually on Wednesday, which we will be heading out on Wednesday. Kevin, you and I will be on our plane, on our flight. I have questions, by the way, that we need to talk about off air about that. And then it's being pushed back to Saturday because of the court case in Texarkana. So, and that there's a couple of different things happening today and throughout this week, but that's going to push things back for sure. McCarthy will have his first news conference of training camp on Thursday. So
okay.
We will have that.
Okay. And now if I have it correctly, this is the court case where Jerry Jones is the plaintiff.
Jerry Jones suing Alexandra Davis and her mother,
mom.
Cynthia,
yeah.
Accusing them of breaching a settlement they entered more than two decades ago.
And look, I understand this might just be how the legal process works. It is still weird to me that Alexandra Davis is listed as one of the defendants in this trial, seeing as how that agreement was made when she was a one-year-old.
Yeah. Yeah, that is wild.
But the judge ruled last week that is a legal binding document, and so they don't give a crap what I think. But yes, all right, so we'll put off the welcome to camp because of a legal issue.
Yeah.
All right.
I never thought that would happen. All sorts of things that I never thought would ever happen in my lifetime are happening right now.
I might have thought this was going to happen. This might not have been the exact configuration of the case I would have anticipated. All right. Now, for the Texas Rangers, it was it was a very humbling series, those first two games, where Baltimore just beat the bejesus out of the Rangers. And so I'm not saying that the Rangers are back or anything like that. But did this feel like a game that you had to win? Because if you got swept, that feels like that might kill all the momentum you built up going into the break.
Thought you were going to have some magic, Mike. I didn't mean it like that, but I was like, man, I'm hoping for some magic here.
Like I would have stripped to
asking you to strip here.
Like Matthew McConaughey whatever the other
guy's name is.
Jason Tatum. All right. Magic, comma, Mike, is what I was saying there. I really was hoping that there would be out of the gate, man, here we go. We hit our stretch and we know what we have in front of us and we got to beat all the teams. And I didn't see it initially.
I think what's tough is the Orioles are just better than the Rangers. I think that's watching them play at the end of June and watching them play after the All-Star break. They just have a way better team. That's fine. That's tough. But I think even the Rangers in a way knew last year when they beat the Orioles, it's like, thank God we beat them now. It's kind of, you know, a way of kind of looking at maybe Oklahoma City in 2011.
Okay.
For the Thunder, where they had Kevin Durant and James Harden and Russell Westbrook and Serge Ibaka. And you're like, okay, that team is probably going to win some championships. Now, they didn't. And they didn't keep the thing together much longer after that. But when you looked at Baltimore last year and what they are able to do with the youth that they have, and then they've added more youth, and they're great. And you watch them play, and the Rangers did win yesterday. You're just like, okay, they're better, man. They picked up a Cy Young winner. Grayson Rodriguez has gotten way better from last year. I mean, he was really good in the second half, but he's just continued that. And so you're just like, okay, they're better. And you won one of the games.
Yeah.
And luckily you did, because it was based off of a three-run homer. You had a three-run homer, and you held them to a two-run homer. And that's kind of the way the Rangers are going to have to win. If they're going to make the playoffs, which is very difficult to do, they are going to have to hold teams to two runs or less most games.
To your point, they only had one other situation with runners in scoring position.
And Jonah
Heim
was
also Jonah Heim, yeah.
And he check-swung double played it.
Yeah.
Which, hey, I'll take a three-run homer, and the other time you do it, hit into a double play. If that's the trade-off,
yeah,
I will take it, because at least you got all the RBIs in the game. And that is very common. When you guys, when we went to All-Star break, Josh Smith had two home runs and got all the RBIs. The Rangers had three whole hits in that game, but they won. You won 4-3 based off of one person getting two of your three hits, and luckily they were both out of the park. I think it's pretty common now for that's the Rangers, not their strategy, not that they're going in going, hey.
But that's how it plays out.
But that's how it's going to play out, especially against pretty good teams. You're probably not going to put together, let's just say, a walk and three or four hits in an inning. It just isn't happening, so why would I expect it to happen? The way that they're winning and the way that they seem to have to win, and that'll probably be tonight because they're facing a guy who's having a really good year, and I call him Eric Fettywop, is
Everybody was
so confused when you said it at first. Now we got Fettywop tonight. Yeah. We're like, what is happening?
So now I look at it and go, all right, who's going to hit hopefully the two or three run homer, and then can you hold the other team to 0-2 runs? And somewhere in that area, you can win the game.
Yeah, it was hearing Heim last night saying, when everybody stays in line, when we put together strings of hits, we're a very dangerous team. And that's what made them dangerous last year. They're not doing those things at all this year.
Yeah. And so this is who they are. And so I don't know. Chris Young, I will say this. The rumors around the ballpark, everybody's talking about him. But nobody knows.
Yeah.
Nobody knows which way the Rangers are going to go. I was on with Baltimore radio last week, and they're asking about all the pitchers for the Rangers that they could trade for. And I said, man, this was right before the series started. And I said, right now, I don't think the Rangers are trading to get pieces to help out this team. And right now, I don't think they're trading pieces away to kind of maybe give up on 2024. They're almost in this holding pattern to see how the Orioles series go, and then to see how maybe this White Sox and Toronto series go, and then they're going to have to make quick decisions on what they're going to do.
When he was on with Baltimore radio, did he ask, where's the kid, Wallace? Where's the kid, Wallace? Or is that not a question he asked?
As somebody who's just saw that for the first time within the last year, that was heartbreaking.
I gotcha.
Really was sad about that.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
If you were the GM, Kevin, when would you have made a decision a long time ago about this? If you're Chris Young, if you're sitting there going, I'm looking at this team, I'm seeing these things, are you holding on to those hopes still?
See, I don't think so, because when Mike was just talking about the White Sox in Toronto, I feel like I can give you this exact same pitch on Friday. Like, now you move into the most important series of the season. Well, guess what? I feel like we could literally redo this part of the segment on Friday, because you're going up against a terrible White Sox team where if you lose 3 of 4, that answers my question, right? Like, to me, that has answered my question. We have decided that however the selling breakdown goes, but we need to go into this deadline, which is a week from tomorrow, needing to be sellers. But on the flip side, and this probably isn't the right way to do it, but if you win 3 of 4, assuming, as Mike made reference to, let's say you lose to Fetty Wap tonight, then...
Well, Crochet's even better the next night.
If you were to win, which begs the question, how the hell are the White Sox so terrible? But if you were to win 3 of these 4 games... Then all of a sudden, are you like, okay, I have to wait to see how the Toronto series plays out.
And that's where I think Chris Young's been all year, you know, all season long. That's exactly where he's been is, man, I got to wait until Josh Young comes back. I got to wait until this piece comes back.
Might not be till August.
I got to wait until Evan Carter is actually right. I got to wait until, you know, my pitching can. And you were hoping that you could be good enough to set yourself up for a cavalry that was going to walk in when Jacob DeGrom and all these guys at the end of the season. But you didn't expect all these other things to happen leading up. So, yeah, that's where I think Chris Young has been this whole time is, I really like this team. It just won me a World Series. I like it a lot. He's talking with Boach, and he's like, we like this team. I don't want to do anything to it yet. But the results just aren't there.
If you told me you're going to find yourself in a way where the Rangers win enough games and lose enough games to take this all the way into the St. Louis series where you're still like, I don't know. I would be inclined to believe that, because Corey's right. You keep waiting for these people. And so when you say Josh Young, like, I'm excited for Josh Young to come back as well. He's played 4 games this year. And then Boach said he's getting pretty close to face live pitching. And so he's not getting pretty. And I realize, like, that could mean you are close, but that's the last time we saw kind of the setback. And so all of a sudden you hear maybe beginning of August. Best case scenario about Evan Carter, beginning of August, but you're starting to hear all these undercurrents of, maybe it's going to be longer. Maybe it's going to be a lot longer. So I'm with you. I'm also pinning my hopes on this player's coming back. This player's coming back. But it feels like every other day you get an update where you're like, oh, yeah, they're coming back. It's going to take a minute, though.
Yeah, it's really tough to say when you get healthy, because the likelihood of, yeah. I'll just give you an example. Ozzie Albies just broke his hand or wrist. Well, what do you do? That's going to happen to the Rangers. I'm not saying a broken wrist is going to happen to one of the players.
Something.
But people get hurt. Max Fried just pitched in the All-Star game for Atlanta, having a great bounce back season from an injury season last year. He got hurt Sunday. He's now out for a while. that's going to happen. More injuries usually happen now than they happen in April and May because guys are starting to wear down. Their bodies are starting to kind of act up on them. And so you need a 10-day IL stint because your knee is sore or your hip is bugging you or your elbow just has some tendonitis in it. I'm not saying that you have, you know, Tommy John situation, but you just have a lot of things pop up in August and September, way more than they happen in April and May. So to think, if you're a Ranger fan, and this is the optimism you're hoping, is that sure, Malley's coming back. Dane Dunning will be back, I think, today or tomorrow. He had three innings of work and did really well in the minor leagues. And so he'll be back off of his kind of small rehab stint, most likely today or tomorrow, from what I understand. But as these guys come back, you know what's going to happen? Other guys are going to get hurt. Last year, everything looked great with Nathan Eovaldi. He pitched one game after the All-Star break, and then we saw him again in September.
Yeah.
And that's going to happen. I'm not saying specifically to Eovaldi, but that's going to happen in the month of August and maybe even in September as your guys wear down. So it's going to be impossible to get back Malley and Dunning and then Young. And I'm kind of going, you know, in somewhat order, then possibly Evan Carter, then Jacob DeGrom in September, and everybody else is going to stay healthy.
And if you would have been in a situation where like you're 57 and 42, then you're like, hey, let the good times roll. Or hell, even 52 and 47, I would be like, hey, you're in the mix. I think you've earned the opportunity to continue to go for it and hope for the reinforcements. But you had a lot of momentum coming out of the All-Star break, and then you got smashed 17-5 cumulative score in those first two games. And I realize cumulative score doesn't actually matter, and you still took one out of the three.
Took one.
But it felt like the game you needed to win to be like, hey, we're still hanging on. I don't know how much they're hanging on, but they're still technically hanging on.
It's so tough, Corey. I'm on Tankathon right now. And now you have to remember that the White Sox in Oakland have been a bad enough team for long enough that they're out of the lottery situation. They're picking 10th and 11th no matter what they do. So when you eliminate them, the Rangers right now have the 7th pick in the 2025 draft before lottery situation. They are a half game better than Cincinnati and Washington. If they were to, I'm not saying they're going to lose tonight, but if they were to lose tonight and Washington and Cincinnati won, if they're playing tonight, they go to the 5th pick. If that Toronto series doesn't go well, you are right now, you're 2 games better than Toronto. So we look at that Toronto series and go, dude, we're playing a bad team.
You're
2 games better than them in the standings.
Yeah, that's been a very tough thing looking at the schedule. Oh, that's a bad team. We should be able to roll through them. That's been tough.
The only thing, and I don't even know if it'll matter, this is the tough thing that you just don't know, is what we're talking about is, let's just say you score 40 runs in the 4 games against Chicago. Now, they do have 2 very good starting pitchers in the series, and Fetty, who's pitching well. I couldn't believe that he has 7 wins. They have 27 wins all year.
And those 2 pitchers have half of them.
Yes. So you look at the 2 pitchers you're facing, they're actually having very good years. But if you were able to come out of the series and score 40, I don't know if that changes your mind, because then you have to start going, it was the White Sox.
Yeah.
Like, that's, for me, I need to see it at this point. I need to see over a 2-week stretch, you average 6 runs, which is very tough in today's game. But that would give you the hope of maybe April and May of last year is all of a sudden going to be August and September of this year.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number
one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.